fun games, and empowerment, all part of the annual Youth Leadership Retreat hosted by the Bering Strait School District and Nome Public Schools earlier this month. 50 students gathered in Unalakleet on September 11th for a weekend of team building and tackling some tough issues.
This generation has a lot of hard issues with older beliefs of everyone should keep it to themselves. If this new generation can express themselves as they're truly meant to be, it would be a happier generation and also a great one to be in.
A high school student from Unalakleet, Kevin, joined students from across the region, all nominated as youth leaders by their school communities, for a weekend of learning how to approach some of the challenges facing young people today. Chief among them, suicide. Alaska has one of the nation's highest suicide rates, and Alaska Native youth are especially at risk. But Lisa Alana told students that solutions and support can come from within the youth community. Alana is the wellness director at the Manilik Association and encouraged youth leaders to reach out to friends and classmates. Alana says social media is one space where people often open up about battling depression or considering suicide. And she says youth leaders should be on the lookout for opportunities to help.
When you see posts where people are talking about feeling alone, about feeling hopeless or isolated, or how life sucks for them right now, contact that person, message that person, make sure they know that they're not alone.
Carl White, an administrator with the Bering Strait School District, also showed the students how to call a crisis phone line. With a responder on the line, he emphasized that such resources are not just for those thinking about suicide.
Question for you. Sometimes I just need somebody to talk to. I don't want to necessarily hurt myself, but I live in a small village and everybody knows me. What can I do?
The responder told youth leaders that anyone can call or text, whether they need help for themselves, help for a friend, or just someone to listen. At the retreat, youth leaders also discussed stereotypes and how they affect self-esteem. Pananga Pungawi is Coeric's wellness director. She spoke with students about the stereotypes that they often see in movies, magazines, and other media.
Media affects how we view race and how we view gender. That affects people on a very real, everyday basis, and it is something that perpetuates harm in our communities, harm against anybody who deviates from the quote-unquote norm.
Students dissected the idea of the norm by looking at catalogs and movie clips and studying how men and women were portrayed differently, as well as white people and people of color. Kaylee Slingsby, the counselor at Nome Belts, says the point is for students to be mindful of stereotypes and to keep those ideas from harming how they treat themselves and each other.
If there's a boy that wants to take ballet, that's okay. There's a girl that wants to try out for football, that's okay. We put people in these stereotypes and these roles thinking that we have to fit in a certain box rather than just being who we are.
By the end of the retreat, the message to youth leaders was that being who you are and helping those around you are the best things you can do. For more information on the Crisis Helpline, you can find a link online at knom.org.